Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Katrina VandenHeuvel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, who introduces us to Dmitry Muratov, the editor of Nova Gazeta. Muratov is also the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize for 2021 right now. And what is serendipitous about this is that there is a new book, a tribute to the late Steve Cohen, Professor Steve Cohen. And the book entitled His Way, which is also translated immediately into the Russian, is a book contributing to our understanding of Steve Cohen's journey as a young Russian scholar traveling to Russia in the 1960s, but also the last photographs of Steve in Moscow with Katrina in 2018 at the offices of Nova Gazeta. So it just so happens it all comes together, including Dmitry Muratov wearing an apron saying Nova Gazeta, serving a cake to Steve Cohen, which is entitled Cohen. Oh, Katrina, you know Dmitry very well. Who is he, and what is it that his newspaper represents in Moscow and in the Soviet, now Russian, world? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Let me go back, and there was wonderful about Steve in this book, His Way, My Way. But Steve and I met Dmitry Muratov in 1993 in a basement cafeteria of Vanna, newspaper of the Glasnost era. It was called Moscow Times. And we were there with Dima, as we called him, as he planned the launch of Novaya Gazeta. And they were beginning the paper with 2 computers, 1 printer, and 2 rooms. And no money for salaries. A few months later, they got a boost of support from a former Nobel Peace Prize winner, Mikhail Gorbachev, who gave some of his 1990 prize money to buy the newspaper more computers. So nearly 30 years later, Muratov is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And he's awarded because, along with Maria Ressa of the Philippines, the idea of freedom of expression, which is under such threat everywhere in the world, but, you know, Russia, the Philippines, the committee, you know, argues it's a precondition for peace and democracy. So Novaya is it's some 30 years old. It's best known in the West, John, because so many of its journalists have suffered. 6 of them have been killed in the line of duty, the most famous being Anna Politkovskaya, who ironically was gunned down in her foyer apartment, in 2006, October 7, a day before October 8th, when the Nobel Peace Prize was given to her longtime editor. It's a vanguard for press freedom. We knew Dima was a creative editor, which he is, investigative, independent, muckraking. Paper was part of the Pandora's Project, just recently unveiled. But we didn't know he would be such an advocate for press freedom in Russia in these times. But he's a remarkable person. He set up a syndicate called Syndikat about a year and a half ago, which brings together 35 media enterprises around the country, gives them a kind of kreisha, an umbrella of support, as they undertake investigative reporting in these tough times.
These tough times. And now it is not immediately obvious that he is under threat constantly. Several of his journalists have been murdered, unsolved crimes over the years associated with authorities throughout the country. I note that after the Nobel Peace Prize announcement, the Kremlin, the president's office, congratulated Dmitry Muratov. So does he now enjoy an exemption in the suppression of news and information in Russia? Is he more powerful than the Kremlin? How to interpret this praise?
No. I think, you know, there was also criticism of Muratov and Novaya Gazeta by, for example, Alexei Navalny. the anti-corruption internet figure, who also ran for mayor of Moscow a few years ago. But it was shameful in the way, you know, Muratov said, maybe, you know, Navalny should have received this, or I'm receiving this on behalf of the journalists who were killed in their line of work. He has used his influence, Muratov. He has, you know, friends and allies and enemies across the spectrum, but he's used his influence and connections not for his personal ambitions or to enrich himself, but to keep alive one of the last havens of investigative journalism. I mean, Novaya did as much about Putin's and officials' abuse of power and all the billions before Navalny. They did a investigative report on the prosecution of the LGBT community in Chechnya. They've uncovered rank abuse of power, torture on the part of the Chechen government against their own people. So I think Novaya has a right to stand tall. It is the case that, you know, he works to protect his journalists. May this give him more cover. It's possible it won't, because what's ironic, I don't, you know, in terms of what's happened in Russia, your listeners may know that there's been an onslaught of naming, branding, labeling media foreign agents if they receive any foreign money. Now, you can argue that part of this goes back to a escalating Cold War where the space for dissent and speaking out is narrowed on both sides, and it is the case RT was labeled a foreign agent and kicked out. But I think it'll be interesting to see what the Kremlin does, because the Nobel Peace Prize, last I checked, is Western money. And he, Dima, has said he will take half of the $1 million and invest it in support for journalists, but also in support for spinal disability among children, which he's done a lot, by the way, in his paper to fight poverty, expose corruption leading to looting of pensioners' pensions. And he's very humane. If he has an ism, it's a humanism, and he's a prankster.
Remembering Anna Politkovskaya, why was she murdered? What was her, what was the risk she took when she published those stories?
So it's interesting, because it was really associated with the conflict, the Russian war in Chechnya, and she was consumed with covering that war to the point where, you know, she exposed torture, she exposed crimes, and at one point Russian and Chechen soldiers did a mock execution of Anna Politkovskaya. I mean, she really suffered in reporting. And Muratov wanted to pull her out a few times. He's developed security protocols in these last years. But when she was killed, it's reported that he wanted to close the newspaper down. And the team, the staff, the writers, the editors persuaded him not to. But he's taken these murders very much to heart. They're not only Anna Politkovskaya, but a man named Yuri Chekhachikin was investigating the corruption of the elite. And then three or four others were close friends of Muratov's. So you can imagine there's a pain. And he accepts again the Nobel on their behalf, saying that they've put it through older hands to get to younger people. And he does have a great younger staff of writers and editors, I think a testament to his editorial talents, but his interest in mentoring a new generation.
I mentioned the photographs of you and Steve and the Nobel Prize winner, Nobel Peace Prize winner, in the new book, His Way. Katrina, there are a great number of people who miss Steve and would like this book. How do they find it? Where is it to find? Because it was simultaneously published in Russian and English.
You know, it's published in English and in Russian, but it was published in Moscow by a historian's publishing house, which we have been friends with its founder. Is there a way to send to, if people wanted a copy, if they sent their address?
Sure.
To you?
Yeah.
I would send, I have copies, and I'd love to, because the book is very much about Steve's scholarship, his legacy, his life. And you're right, there are pictures of us at Novaya in the sort of famous cafeteria there. Sort of interesting, we met Dima 1993 in a cafeteria, but I think we've celebrated two wedding anniversaries, two of Steve's birthdays, once with Gorbachev, who we failed to note was an investor, remains an investor in Novaya, and considering Gorbachev's family, for the most part, has moved to Germany, he talks to Dima Muratov five times a day.
Wonderful.
He's not Gorbachev's son, but in some ways it seems that way when you talk to them.
Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and the publisher of The Nation magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.